gospel today, Jesus compares the kingdom to a mustard seed and to leaven. Both of those things, the mustard seed and leaven, are so tiny, so small. And yet, when it grows, when the mustard seed grows, it becomes this great bush. When the leaven is mixed with the flour, it becomes a big batch of dough. But each of those things begins very, very tiny, very, very small. And the kingdom of God is like that within us. The first thing it reminds us of is that of sanctifying grace. When we are baptized, when we are confirmed, when we receive the fullness of the sacraments of initiation in the Eucharist, then that grace, which is sometimes referred to as the seed of eternal life, begins to grow. But it begins as a small seed. We don't see its full flowering at the very beginning. It's only as we grow and as the kingdom of God, in a way, becomes more and more integrated and part of our life. So that seed could be referred to, first of all, as sanctifying grace. And that sanctifying grace unites us to Christ, is what St. Paul was saying in that first reading. I think in our own day, in our contemporary day, when we hear things like, wives be subordinate to your husbands, there's a bit of a cringe that goes on, we become a bit uncomfortable. But if we look at it in the context of what St. Paul is saying, there really is a beautiful relationship that he's referring to, because by sanctifying grace, we become united to Jesus Christ. We participate as we become, in a sense, one flesh with him. Because what he's referring to is he's referring to the church and Christ's relationship to the church. The church is not something kind of just totally outside of himself. The church is united as a husband and bride, and Christ gives his life completely for the church, for his body, and then the body in turn responds in subordination and in love in return. And that relationship is what St. Paul is imaging, and simply imaging. He says, this is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ in the church. That's what he's getting at. And that subordination is not a slavery, but rather a mutual love between the two. Christ giving his love completely for us, and then us in return, being subordinate or obedient to his will and his goodness. That, of course, is how a husband and wife, the relationship should look like. Unfortunately, it doesn't turn out that way, or we know because of human weakness, we know because of sinfulness, that it becomes sometimes more of a slavery and a subordination, or sometimes insubordination. But Christ, he's referencing to Christ in his church. That's what sanctifying grace does. He unites us to Christ. And to see this seed from a different perspective, I think also we could look at it in terms of our daily life, is those small little inspirations that the Holy Spirit does within us. Sometimes that small inspiration is the Lord brings to mind somebody who he wants us to pray for, just to offer a little prayer. Or sometimes he says, go here, or do this. And if we respond generously to those little inspirations, if we begin to kind of pick up on them, and we begin to answer those calls, then that kingdom of God in a way grows more and more and more within us. Eventually, it will become a great bush, and the birds of the sky, that is the virtues, will certainly dwell more fully within us. So it begins as a small seed, a very small inspiration, sometimes to pray, sometimes to visit the chapel, sometimes just to offer a prayer for somebody. Those little tiny seeds make a big difference. They leaven the dough, they are leaven in our life. So let us respond generously to God's, to those inspirations that the Holy Spirit gives to us each day. I'm sure there's a multiplicity of them in our life. And also we're mindful of that sanctifying grace really unites us to Christ. The kingdom of God is within us, and that it grows within us as we respond to God's will more fully.